With under 2 weeks left in the legislative session, some New York lawmakers are pressing for reform of the state's economic development contracting process. They say it's particularly necessary in light of the scandal over the last year that led to federal corruption charges against several former associates of Governor Andrew Cuomo who dealt with economic development projects. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Republicans in the state assembly say they're frustrated that there's been no increased oversight in the state's billions of dollars in economic development contracts, including the governor's signature programs like the Buffalo Billion. Assembly GOP leader Brian Kolb, speaking with just over 2 weeks left in the session, says proposals have languished now for over a year.
Since then, governor's top aides have been arrested, programs corrupted, nothing has changed. What's fascinating to me is that the governor and the legislature as a whole doesn't realize that this is not our money to spend. We're caretakers. This is the taxpayers' money. And we need to make sure that they know that we have full transparency and accountability on how that money is spent.
One of Cuomo's former associates has pleaded guilty to corruption charges. Others, including the governor's former top aide, face trials later this year on bribery and bid rigging. Cuomo has not been accused of any wrongdoing. Assemblyman Kolb says the state's accountability to the public for economic development investments has even gone backwards. In the new state budget, a job reporting requirement was rescinded for companies who participate in the Startup New York program. That offers 10 years of tax breaks for companies that locate near college campuses. Before the reporting requirement was ended, the program, which spent over $50 million in ads, was found to have created just 400 jobs.
Magically, it was forgotten to put in the reporting requirement for Startup New York. So right now, we're left to wonder how much money is being spent and for what purpose.
Governor Cuomo has said companies will still have to report their job creation numbers to the governor's own Empire State Development Agency. Kolb's Republican Party members are in the minority in the assembly, and Governor Cuomo is a Democrat. Nevertheless, there is an Assembly Majority Party Democratic sponsor for a bill that would reinstate the authority of the state controller to review the economic development contracts. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie was noncommittal, though, on whether the legislation is making progress in the remaining days of the session.
There's been some staff discussion on issues around transparency, but nothing, I'd say, concrete to report back at this point.
Governor Cuomo, who spent little time in Albany since the state budget was passed in early April, has proposed a different bill. It would add a new inspector general under the control of the governor to oversee economic development contracts. Cuomo's bill has not advanced in the legislature. Cuomo said on Easter that he believed the session was essentially over for the year and that he'd achieved all that he wanted in the budget. Assembly GOP leader Kolb says the legislature is a separate branch of government and doesn't need Cuomo in order to act.
And I think it's time for the legislature to regain its mojo.
Kolb says if the governor doesn't like the resulting legislation, Cuomo can always veto the measure, and lawmakers can then decide whether or not to vote to override. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.